If you look very closely in the salad dressing aisle of your local grocery store, hiding amongst the big-name brands, you'll find two brightly colored bottles labeled food from the hood. Behind these bottles of creamy Italian and honey mustard are five ambitious Crenshaw High School students and their one adult advisor. Every day after school, these students go from being just kids to being the sole marketers, accountants, graphic designers, and salesmen behind the operation. Student manager Dante Scale said Food from the Hood is more than just a professional experience, but a way to help kids stay out of trouble.
And Food from the Hood is not just a business, it's kind of like a second home to us, because it's like somewhere where we feel safe, where we won't be in trouble. And also that Food from the Hood also prepares people with business, personal skills.
Food from the Hood began in 1992 after the Los Angeles riots as a way for students to beautify and bring economic opportunity and hope to their looted and tarnished community. The first students started a garden in a field behind Crenshaw High and sold the vegetables at farmers markets to earn scholarship money. As the business has changed, the goals have been the same: to increase student self-confidence and give them skills they can use after high school. Student manager Lucretia Daniel says her experience makes her feel ahead of her classmates and even her teachers.
And it feels so good to be in this program because the other day my teacher said something about something business-like, and I'm like, that's not how it happens. And I had to, you know, correct them, and I just felt so smart here than my teacher because I know all the stuff before him. So, you know, that gives you an advantage too, because you're smarter than, well, business smarter than all the other kids, because they don't have the same opportunity.
Daniels also explained Food from the Hood's official mission statement.
Create jobs for youth, prove that businesses can be environmentally friendly, socially responsible, and profitable, and shows what young adults can accomplish, and we can use this experience to prepare for the future.
With the help of an appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show and Food from the Hood's story appearing in a fourth grade social science textbook, the students have become mini celebrities. On a recent afternoon, Daniels and Scales took the day off from school to present to their fourth grade fans at Pacific Palisades Elementary.
Did you guys like the story?
Yeah.
Have you guys read it?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Students like Daniels and Scales do school presentations once a month, explaining the history of the company and its business operations. After the presentation, the fourth graders get a chance to sample the dressing and ask the presenters questions.
Hi, your autograph.
We have some right over there on the table where we autograph for everybody. So at the end, your teachers will pass them all out.
On normal days, however, operations at Food from the Hood are not so glamorous. The students spend most days rushing around their tiny office in South Los Angeles to get the orders received on their website and Amazon.com ready to be shipped.
People who are getting shipments of 12 packs are getting t-shirts, aren't they? You need everybody's help on this last shipment because this guy is coming at 2:30. So this stuff needs to be out in the hallway.
Pay from all the students' hard work is a full college scholarship. Daniels, who is a junior, says she hopes to attend Howard University and study hospitality management. Scales, who is a senior, is unsure what college he wants to go to, but says he wants to study psychology. For more information on Food from the Hood, log on to their website at www.foodfromthehood.com. This is Jacqueline Dielstra for Annenberg Radio News.